We live in a world of communication. There's little doubt of that fact. Yet the truth is, communication is a difficult process. It's hard for me to take the thoughts that I might have about a particular subject, to convert those thoughts to words, relay those words to you, and then for you to walk away with the same thoughts that I might have. Communication is difficult. And God knew that. His word is full of admonitions to better our communication skills. What would the Bible be like without the book of Proverbs? Or Paul's admonition in Ephesians 6? Or several other passages that could be cited? One such passage is found in James 1, 19 and 20, where the Bible says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let each one of you be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, because the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Those three admonitions would help us to better our communication skills. To be, one, quick to hear. It's rightly been said that the ears are always open, ever ready to receive instruction. But the tongue is guarded by a double row of teeth to keep it within its proper bounds. We can look and find that many of the sins that exist in the world, profanity, abuse, and many other things, always begin with words, unkind words. So we must be, one, quick to hear, but then, two, slow to speak. One person said it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And one can easily see the wisdom found in such a statement. We must be quick to hear and slow to speak. And finally, he says, slow to wrath. Slow to anger, and the reason for such is given in the very next verse. Because the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. The Bible does not say that it's a sin to be angry. Paul quoted the book of Psalms when he said, "Be angry and do not sin." Paul added to it when he said, "Do not let the sun go down upon your wrath." Our anger needs to motivate us to do something constructive to the situation. But we better make sure that we understand the situation before we get angry about it. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, because the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.